الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من اتبع نفسه وهواها وتمنى على الله وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we have reached that time of the year wherein our youth, our youngsters, in particular our matriculants, have now begun their final examination. And we find that when this time of the year comes, then an all-out effort is made. Every effort is made to continuously study and attain their objective. And it's not just the student that is involved. The entire family becomes involved. The parents will make sacrifices now. Perhaps they might have some occasion coming up, but they will decline it. There will be some invitation taking place. There will be some need to visit a certain place. But the parents and the entire family now makes the sacrifice to ensure that the learner who is writing his examination does not have any distractions and has the adequate preparations in place to succeed in the exams. Together with that, we will find that the learner will be worried, he will be stressed, he will be anxious. Many youngsters have come this week requesting to make dua that they are writing their exams. May Allah Ta'ala grant them success in this world, qabr, and in the akhirat. You find the youngsters now coming early to the masjid, performing their salah. Some even waking up for the tahajjud and making dua to attain success in their exams. And like that, they are refraining from sins, trying to do everything in their capability and keep themselves in such that they are not out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is important also. If a person wants the blessings and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has to ensure that he is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone becomes part and parcel of the sacrifices of the learner, of the person who's writing exams, and everyone has well wishes for, everyone has a good wish and a good desire for that learner to excel in his exams. Friends and elders, the exams that the young learner is writing in this dunya, it is a temporary exam. Once that matriculant excels in his exam, that will not even guarantee him success in this world. He will now have to pursue and further his studies. And even if he excels later on, then that also does not guarantee him success in this world. Many a times you find that a person qualifies in one field, but thereafter he pursues a career in another field. That is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the Razik, Rozi. But on the one hand, how every effort is made to succeed in the examination of this world, we also have to keep it in front of us that our entire life in this world is also an examination. We have come into this dunya, the life of this world is a test. And the day is coming, like how the time for exam comes and the student has to go and write that paper. The day is coming when we each and every one of us will also have to answer one day. That is why when Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to visit the qabr, used to visit the graveyard, then he used to cry profusely. He used to cry so much that his beard, his Mubarak beard, used to become filled with tears. So people used to ask him that, why are you crying so much when visiting the qabristan? So he used to say that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that إِنَّ الْقَبْرَ أَوَّلُ مَنْزِلٍ مِّن مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ, that the qabr, the grave, is the first stage from the stages of akhirat, from the stages of the hereafter. When the person is lowered into the grave, he has now began his journey into the akhirat. And if he is successful in the grave, then whatever comes after it is going to be easy. And if he does not succeed in his grave, then whatever that is to follow thereafter is going to be very, very difficult for him. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith that seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the azab, the punishment of the grave. In this world, when a youngster is writing his exams, then on the one hand he will study, make every effort to study, and thereafter he will also try and get the questions. Perhaps he will study the papers that had come out in the previous years. He will go to the teacher and he will ask the teacher for some tips. He will get what they know and what they feel that might come out. And he will make those types of efforts to excel in this examination. When it comes to the questions of the grave, the questions have already been given to us. The questions of the grave are three, and we already know the answers. But it is not just knowing the answers. It is how we lived our life in this world that will answer for us in the qabr. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that when a person is lowered in the grave, and after his qabr, his grave is filled, and thereafter the inmate of the grave, he hears the footsteps of the last person to leave the qabristan. And thereafter, once that person leaves the qabristan, then Munkar and Nakir come into the qabr and they make this person sit up. And now they begin questioning him. And they ask him those three questions, that مَا رَبُّكْ مَا دِينُكْ مَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ أَلَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ, that who is your Rabb? What is your deen? And who is this man that was sent to you? If this person was a Muslim, believer, pious person, then the questions, the answers will be very easy for him. And he will answer that my Rabb is Allah, my deen is Islam, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the malaika will inquire from him that, how do you know these answers? So he will say that I read the kitab, I read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believed in it and I understood it to be true. Thereafter, a caller will call out from the skies that this person is speaking the truth. So in his qabr it will be said that bring for him a bed from Jannat, bring for him clothing from Jannat, and thereafter a door will be opened in his qabr. And such a door that will make his qabr expand, and the beautiful fragrance, and the beautiful fragrance of Jannat will be in his qabr, and his qabr will be extended as far as his eye can see. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this. And if the person was an evil person, he was a disbeliever, he was a wrongdoer, now when the questions are posed to him in the qabr, He will say, ha, ha, la adri. 3 times he will give the answer. He will say, I do not know, I do not know, alas, I do not know. And thereafter when it will be questioned to him that why don't you know, he will also say that I do not know. So a caller will call out from the skies that he is speaking lies. And thereafter it will be said that give him bedding from Jahannam. A bedding of fire will be given to him. And clothing from Jahannam will be given to him. And his qabr will be narrowed and compressed. And he will be crushed in his qabr to such an extent that his ribs from one side will be interlocked into the ribs of his other side. And thereafter, an angel will be sent into his qabr. Such an angel who is blind, he cannot see, he cannot hear. And this angel will have with him a hammer. Such a hammer that if he has to strike a large mountain, that mountain will be reduced to dust. And now his punishment and his azab will begin. And the same angel cannot hear his screams. And this angel will now begin punishing him. And every time thereafter his body will become renewed. And his punishment will continue and continue. May Allah protect us. May Allah save us. This is the reality. And this is the effort that you have to make also. On the one hand, we make an effort to excel in this dunya. But that is temporary. And the qabr, the effort that we have to make for that day when we'll have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the questioning in the qabr, that should take utmost importance and utmost priority in our lives. The qabr also calls out that Ya ibn Adam, that O son of Adam, have you forgotten me? I am a house of loneliness. I am a place of loneliness. I am a place of solitude. I am a place of insects. Except that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and Allah ta'ala gives him a good qabr. So friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world. We have to rectify our lives. Just like how every effort is made that we ensure that our learners, our young ones, excel in the examinations of this dunya, so too we have to make an effort that our youngsters and our learners and us also, we excel as far as the akhirat is concerned, as far as the qabr is concerned. After the questioning of the qabr, like how we have in this world, it's sort of a trial takes place. After the qabr, the questioning in the qabr, then comes the day of qiyamah. And on that day, ma min yawmin illa sayukallimuhu rabbuhu laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. Each and every person will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll have to answer for our deeds. But friends and elders, the difference is that when a person fails in this world, in the examination of this world, then the next exams he has a chance. But friends and elders, when a person fails in the questioning of the qabr, then whatever comes thereafter is going to be very, very difficult for him. The situation of the day of Qiyamah is such, many, many places in the Quran and Majid, Allah talks about it, that يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. That a person will run away from his brother, from his parents, from his children. To such an extent, a mother will have a small baby, but she will even leave that baby about herself. Every person, nafsi, nafsi. And on that day when you have to answer the examination of this world, a person can cheat. He can make some cheat notes, or he can find a way to succeed, whatever, in the wrong ways. Even if he does not know his work, there is some way, perhaps he can buy off his exams, whatever the case may be. But the day of Qiyamah, there is no such thing. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. That on that day a person's lips will be sealed, his hands will now start testifying, and his feet will now start testifying, and they can either be for him or against him. May Allah protect us and save us all. So friends and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. Our life in this world is a test. And it's an examination. And like how that youngster who is writing the exams, he does not only start learning. If he only starts learning at the time of the exam, that is going to be very difficult for him. But if throughout the year he takes stock of what he is learning, then come the end of the year, it will be easy for him. Similarly, friends and elders, for us also, we have to take stock. And we have to take stock of our lives. That how am I living my life? Am I living my life correctly? Either daily take stock, first and foremost. Did I perform my Fajr Salah with Jamaat? Am I performing my other Salah with Jamaat in the Masjid for meals? How much of the Quran and Majid am I reciting? How much of Sadaqah am I giving? The other Ibadat, how much do I have it in my life? And together with that, how much of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala am I refraining from? Am I protecting my tongue? Am I protecting my eyes? Am I protecting my ears from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my tongue a cause for goodness amongst mankind? Or is my tongue a cause of hardship and pain and suffering for others? All this is being recorded. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ قِيبٌ عَتِيدٍ. Every word that is being uttered is being recorded. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the day of Qiyamah, the scales of justice will be brought. The disbelievers, the wrongdoers will say, مَا لِيَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. That everything small, everything big has been recorded in this book. فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not oppress any person. Exactly as a person did. That is how you'll face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. That even if it is the size of a grain of mustard seed, it will be brought forward either for a person or against a person. So we have to bring our life in the correct manner. Our life in this world is a test. And that examination is going to come. So how does one rectify his life? One person came to Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi, and he told him, and tells him that I would love to live a life of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm finding it very, very difficult to abstain from sins. Finding it very, very difficult to abstain from sins. So Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi tells him that you need to bring about these five things in your life. If you have these five things in your life, then that examination of the day of Qiyamah will become very, very easy for you. He says, what are those five things? He says, first and foremost, if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst eating that food that is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eat some other food. He says, that is not possible. How can I eat some other food? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raziq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer. Whatever food that is available, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So thereafter Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi tells him that it does not behove you that whilst you are eating that food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nourished you with that food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to you, but you still disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what is the next point? He says, the next point is this, that you, if you want to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so, but do not do it in a land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again he says, that is not possible. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِينَ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. North, south, east, west belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire universe belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire universe is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he tells him that it does not behove you that you are in a land, you are living in a land that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still you are living a life of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point is this, disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you may do so, But do it in such a place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot see you. Again he says that is not possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And Allah is well aware of everything. Everything is being recorded. Every action is being recorded. When it is good or bad, Allah is well aware of it. So he says that are you still disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It does not behove you. That Allah is watching you. Allah is well aware of what you are doing. But you are still breaking and going against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what is the next point? The next point is this. That when your time comes, that qabr, that grave is calling out to us. Every person will have to drink from the cup of death. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah reminds us time and again in the Quran and Majid that each and every person will have to drink from the cup of death. You know, many a times we see adverts or promotions, perhaps it's some competition, advertising a vehicle, that this car could be yours, or this dream home could be yours, or this dream holiday could be yours, to tempt a person. Perhaps a person might attain it, but he might not attain it. There's no certainty in that. But what is certain is, friends and elders, every time you visit the Qabristan and we look at the Qabr, know well and understand that what day is coming when each and every one of us guaranteed that will be our home. Each and every person will have to go into that grave. So he tells him, that day is coming when you will have to leave this world. And that angel of death is going to come. So you must tell that angel of death when he comes, that I am not ready now. Give me some time, give me some respite. I still need to make some tawbah and istighfar. I still need to rectify my life. I still need to clear my history. Wipe out some wrongdoings. Put my affairs in order. I have some skeletons in my closet which I need to get rid of first. Give me a little bit of time first. Tell that angel of death to give me some time. And thereafter I'll make tawbah and istighfar. And then be ready. So again he tells him that he will not listen to me. So Ibrahim bin Adham tells him that it does not behove you that you are breaking the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The examination of this world, a person will know when it is, when he has to write it. But the examination of the akhirat will come suddenly. He does not know. He has to prepare every second of his life for it. So he says, how can you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live a life of sins when your time to leave this world will be any time? You do not know when will be your time to leave this world. He thereafter asks him, what is the fifth point? He says, the fifth point is this, that when the malaika of azab and the malaika of punishment are now dragging you towards the fire of Jahannam, then beg with them and plead with them that please give me a chance, send me back to this world, I will change my life, I will live my life correctly. So he says that again, that is not possible. So Ibrahim bin Adham tells him that it does not behove you that if a person lives his life in an incorrect manner and now Jahannam is his final abode, and when he's being drawn towards the fire of Jahannam, there is no coming back, there is no second chance. Not like the exams of this world, where a person can write again the next year, and he can study properly, rectify, look at his mistakes. Once a person is being pulled and dragged to the fire of Jahannam, there is no returning. Those malaika of azab, they will not listen to you. Friends and elders, that is our life of this world. Just like how we're preparing, and our youngsters are making an effort in preparing to excel in the examination of this world. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah make it easy for them to excel and use their knowledge that they are studying for deen and dunya and qabr and akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala make them shining lanterns of the future. Friends and elders, just as how an effort is made to excel in this world, of more importance, of greater importance, is that effort that we have to make for the examination that is going to be in the qabr and the day of qiyamah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, each and easy, make it easy for each and every one of us, and make us excel in every test and every examination of our life. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala grant the ummah hidayat, Allah ta'ala remove the suffering of the ummah wherever they're going through difficulty and hardship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not put us through tests that others around the world, other ummatis, are suffering and going through difficulties around the world. Allah does not test us like them. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.